I think that's one thing that we have been lacking in this country, especially over the last 50 years. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, if somebody moved next to you, you would bring cookies to them, you know, and now it's like, how much did they buy the house for? Because that indicates how much my house is worth, right? Like, it's a totally different thing. And I was like, man, we need to bring back community into some of our in our lives. And I think we thrive in community. And so we're trying to put our little, you know, healthcare community together to help each other out, which is, it's been fun to see.
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. All right. Welcome to WTF Divorce. Today, we are lucky to be joined by Andy Schoonover. Andy is the founder of a really interesting company that talks about the problem with health insurance today. It's called Crowd Health, and I'm excited for you to be on today. Welcome, Andy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Looking forward to telling you more.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's just dive right into it. The pain point, health insurance, you just say the word and our skin crawls. Mm. We all feel like we're getting ripped off. We all feel like we're not getting enough out of it. Talk about, I guess, the problem that we have with health insurance, and then we can get into what Crowd Health does.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of these entrepreneurial companies start because of a pain point that the founder feels directly, and I felt it directly. So after my first company, I sold my first company, and I rolled off of that, and a lot of us get our insurance through our employer, and so I didn't have insurance, and so I went on to healthcare.gov, the Affordable Care Act plans, and got a plan. It was, I think it was $1,200 for me and my family. I kind of joke, it worked until I had to use it. My little one, who was one at the time, was having recurring ear infections. And we went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor, who said she's got a hole in her eardrum. And so we had to go get that corrected, which we did. It was a 15-minute procedure. And we got the bill a few weeks later, and it was $8,000. I'm just like, holy crap, $8,000 for 15 minutes? Like, that's crazy. But this is what health insurance is for. Little did I know that a few weeks later, I was going to get something from my health insurance plan. Again, I got it on Affordable Care Act. And they said that it was medically unnecessary, and so they weren't going to pay for it. And so I went through three rounds of appeals, and they're like, nope, we're not paying for it, even though my ear, nose, and throat doc said she had a hole in her eardrum. And so I had to stroke an $8,000 check to the local hospital. And so I called up my health insurance plan, and I said, I quit. Like, if you guys aren't going to pay my bills, then I'm not going to pay your bills. And so I have been uninsured for the last 4 years. And over that period of time, I've tried to figure out a number of tools to help people who are uninsured or who want to be uninsured to viably pay for their healthcare expenses, big and small, outside of traditional health insurance. So, you know, in essence, I built those tools over a period of time and built a company out of it because I felt like more people would be interested in the tools that we provide.
It's interesting because we pay for health insurance, or our job pays it, so we think that would take care of us. And it sounds like you were doing these things and you were still getting these ridiculous bills. So it's like, what am I even paying for?
Yeah, you do everything right and you still get stuck with an $8,000 bill. In fact, my ear, nose, and throat doctor called the insurance plan beforehand just to verify that it was, you know, it was fundable or it was covered, and they said it was, and then ultimately they didn't cover it. And, you know, I think we have this idea that health insurance plans pay for everything, and the stats actually show differently. As I've done more research on this, 48 million claims were denied last year, or 2 years ago, that's the latest data we have, from Affordable Care Act plans. So, you know, that's, it was 17%, 17 or 18%, I think, of those claims were denied. So you have an almost 1 in 5 chance of being like me, you know, not getting my bill paid. So, you know, ultimately we were trying to build a company that has a much higher rate of, you know, these bills getting paid than traditional insurance. And we're now 10,000 bills into to Crowd Health, and every bill that's gotten submitted to the community has gotten paid. So we can't guarantee they're going to get paid, but you know, the health insurance plans do guarantee they're going to get paid and then don't pay them. So it's kind of funny how that works.
Yeah, that's an interesting analogy, because I always say with divorce, and we're going to get into how, you know, these things cross over. Everybody's like, oh, divorce is so hard. It's so hard on my kids. And it is. But I always remind people, and I have to remind myself, that you have to compare it to the marriage that you were in. So you're saying that, like, just because not all 100% of your claims will go through, what is currently happening in your current setup? And that's what you need to be comparing it to, not this idealized thing where everything is paid for all the time. There's no sweat. You're not dealing with customer service and denials and issues like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the other thing is customer service, right? Like, I hate calling into health plans because I know I'm going to get a call center in a foreign country that I can't even understand. And I'm going to tell them intimate details of my health, you know, and they're going to punt me to somebody else and I'm going to have to do it again. And, you know, at Crowd Health, you have an advocate internal. It's you'll talk to the same person every time, unless something big and complex happens, and we have another team to help with that. But the vast majority of the time, you're going to talk to the same person. They get to know you. If you have any questions on how it works or what do I do or whatever, you can call them, and it's just a great customer experience.
Okay, so I think a common thing that we all feel is, I know this system is broken, but what are my options? Or I don't know what else I can do. And let's talk about more about what, you know, this company that you created, what this alternative looks like, and, you know, how we can get into why it's a little scary for people to make a leap from something they're so used to.
Yeah. And so Crowd Health is very different. It's a community of people who have raised their hand to say, hey, if somebody else in the community needs help, I will help. And so we have signed up 6,000 people to date. And we've now, we've adjudicated, I think, 10,000 bills or something like that. And every bill that's been submitted to the community thus far has gotten paid. So, you know, if you are, it's basically $185 per person, or it is $600 for a family of four. So, you know, that's kind of the rate, and so it's very, very affordable, especially when you kind of compare it to the Affordable Care Act. I think the best part of it, though, is there's not like huge deductibles. You know, one of the things about Affordable Care Act is, I don't know, for my family, when I looked, I think the deductible was something like $14,000 or $12,000 or something like that. At Crowd Health, what happens is you pay the first $500 of any health event. And then beyond that, you submit it to the community. So if you have cancer and it's 25 visits and a bunch of prescriptions and a surgery and hospitalizations, that's one event, you'll pay $500. So you break your arm, $500. Go to the ER, that's a $500. So, you know, there's no situation in which, you know, you are, you know, paying the, you know, there's no like deductible situation where it's like, oh, you pay up to the first $10,000 and then, you know, the health plan will pay after that. Ours is you pay up to the first $500 and then the remaining gets submitted to the community for funding. So, you know, and the reason we did that is because, you know, I am been super fortunate, very blessed. I can pay $8,000. I could stroke that bill to the hospital, but most people don't have $8,000 to stroke to a hospital for a pretty benign, regularly occurring type of thing. I'm sure people who are listening to this who have kids are like, oh yeah, I've had tubes in my daughter or son's ears. Like it's a regularly occurring thing. And to think that you'd be stuck for $8,000 on that is crazy to me. So for people who are listening to this and are still trying to decide between Obamacare and something else, like look at your deductible and say, like, if something big were to happen today, how would that impact me financially, knowing that you have to pay all that deductible before the health insurance plan pays a dollar? So a lot of people out there, if they have families, they're $10,000, $12,000, $14,000. Do you have $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 to pay for that deductible? I mean, that's a pretty big ask, right? I unfortunately went to the ER about 6 weeks ago. Thankfully, nothing major. But the bill was $20,000. I paid the first $500. So, you know, if I was with an Obamacare plan, I'd pay the first probably $12,000 to $14,000, right? Hmm. So you have health insurance so that if something big happens, you don't go into financial difficulty. And what I'm arguing is that that deductible, given it's so high, will put you in financial distress oftentimes. Not everybody who's listening, but you know, a number of people who are listening will be in financial distress if they have a $10,000 or $12,000 health bill that they have to pay. So we're really trying to like keep that from happening. Real quick, the stat is 200,000 families last year who had health insurance went bankrupt due to a health event. Like you had health insurance and you still went bankrupt. Like that's how screwed up our system is. And so we just got, you know, been able to get 6,000 people signed up who said, yeah, this system is screwed up. I want to do something different. You know, I want to do something about it. And, you know, it's been a fun, you know, fun community to be around.
Yeah. I think my biggest fear personally would be like that huge bill, right? And like, oh, mm-hmm. if you get stuck with some $100,000 bill, you could just be out of business, right? So that's why I get ripped off by insurance, just to prevent me. And you're saying, well, let's not forget that that $10,000 bill might be a real punch to the gut too. That's also not that easy to come back yeah. from. But if working with CrowdHealth, you would avoid the $10,000 bill, but you'd also not have to worry about like that same fear. I think our biggest fear is like the catastrophic thing happens.
The biggie. Right. Yeah. You know, and I, the great thing about this year for us has been, we have shown over the last couple of years that we can take care of some of these people, you know, and help them with getting these bills funded. So we've had, I think, 6 or 7 cancer cases, some pretty significant ones like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and colon cancer. Had major motorcycle and car accidents. We've had heart surgeries and brain surgeries. I think last week we had a brain surgery, very significant spine surgeries that were, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, almost $100,000. NICU babies. So NICU babies are oftentimes $500,000 to $1 million. And so we've helped people get through these. And I'll tell you the kind of the why. What is the main reason? Hospitals are charging health plans a ludicrous amount of money for some of these procedures. And so what we're able to do is get about 50% better pricing than health plans for our members. So we're getting, you know, it's almost exactly 50% of what United Healthcare, which is the 7th largest company in the world, gets for their members. Because you have to remember that the health plans actually make more money when the prices are higher. And we can kind of go into the economics of that if you want to, but like the health insurance plans actually want prices to be higher because they make more money that way. So we're able to really reduce the prices for some of these. And so some of those big events turn into not that big events, given that we're able to negotiate these rates for our members. So, and people, if they're worried about like, oh my gosh, I don't want to have to like negotiate with my doctor. Like that feels really awkward. For the little bills, we don't care. Like just go into your doctor and say, hey, what is your cash pay rate? You can pay that bill, then you submit it to us and we will go then fund it for you. For the bigger bills, that's when we actually have a team of attorneys who will go in and negotiate the bill on your behalf and get way better rates than some of the health insurance plans. And that's the kind of the key component of our service.
When you say the cash rate, so if I went into my doctor at a routine physical, I would I have insurance, but if I didn't have insurance, there's a different rate or a different way to ask?
Yeah, and it's significantly less. So all you do is say, hey, I'm cash pay. And they'll say, okay, great, that's gonna be $150. And so, and the reason why those cash pay rates are so much lower is because now they are getting a credit card at the point of care. And so they're getting their money right away, as opposed to having to fight with a health insurance plan to get paid. Oftentimes they don't get paid 3 months later. And so, you know, and oftentimes they don't get paid what they think they're gonna get paid. So, you know, if you can get guaranteed payment at the point of care, they're willing to give you much, much better rates. So, you know, imagine if you're working for your employer and your employer says, hey, you know, I'm not going to pay you for 3 months and I'm not sure how much you're going to get paid. You probably are pretty pissed off, right? At that employer. You probably be like, hey, I'll tell me what I can get paid today. And that's how I'm going to make a decision whether or not to provide you with my labor. That's kind of the analogy.
Well, it all, and I'm sure you hear this, it sounds too good to be true. What do you say to people that come at you and say, yes, this, you know, and this is a lot of things with a lot of change with like technology and disruption and sure. in industries, is it does sound too good to be true, or doctors aren't going to be cool with this. What kind of common objections do you have when people are like on the fence? And then, you know, and this was me, to be honest, like, I'll get to it later. I'll just stick with what I have now. What are common things that you hear?
Sure. Yeah, doctors are, is my doctor going to take it? There's no networks, so you can go to whoever you want. The only people that love us better than our members are doctors, because doctors hate health insurance. They hate having to bill health insurance. The number one reason for burnout for doctors is dealing with health insurance, kind of the bureaucracy and the administration of that. And, you know, what I would do is, if anybody here is like considering this and are fearful, go to a website called Trustpilot. Basically what that is it's a place where people can leave reviews for your service. You can actually read through verified, you know, referrals or verified testimonials from our members. And there are 130 of them, I think. And it's real, you know, verified customer feedback. And, you know, there's a few bad ones in there because we're not perfect. We've messed up a couple of times, but you know, the vast majority of them are awesome. I think of the 130, we have 3 bad ones and 127 good ones. So go and read through those. It's kind of like the TripAdvisor for business services, you know, if you go and look for reviews. So go and take a look at them. I think you'll get a good sense for you know, what we're about. You know, the latest one, or maybe it was two or three ago, I saw a woman lost her baby right after it was born. And she was just praising Crowd Health for loving her really, really well, you know, through that experience. And so I think you'll see that over and over and over again, that these people feel like they have an ally on their team to get their bills paid, as opposed to an enemy. You know, how many times do you hear people being like, oh, now I have to go fight the health insurance plan to get them to pay it? You know, we're taking the approach of like, hey, we're on your team. Let's go, you know, fight the hospital to get these bill down. And then let's go to our community and have them help out. So that's really key. One quick other point, and I know we have a limited amount of time, so I'm sorry for rambling, but the biggest difference between us and health insurance is that you're helping another person directly. So your monthly payment is not going to Blue Cross Blue Shield or United Healthcare or something. It's going to another human being in our community to help them with their health bill. And so, you know, if you broke your arm and it was $5,000, you'd have 100 or 50 people sending you $100 in your Crowd Health account. And so you'd have $5,000 to pay for that bill, right? It's super cool that I get to send a check to Rob or whoever it is that needs help, as opposed to United Healthcare, who doesn't really care about me as an individual. We had a member in Tennessee, her name is Abby, who got her fingers cut off in a boating accident last summer, 19 years old, tens of thousands of dollars worth of payments. So we went out to the community and we said, hey, you know, Abby, this is what happened to her. Are you willing to help? And I think we asked for $100, and we had a bunch of people come back and say, man, I couldn't imagine a 19-year-old losing her fingers. Like, can I give her $200 instead of $100? Right? Like, you would never call United Healthcare and say, hey, can I pay you more in my premium this month? Like, you know, it brings the humanity back to healthcare. And so what we say is fund humans, not health insurance.
Yeah. And I mean, you really are hitting, I always say with divorce, the biggest pain points are fatigue, decision fatigue. The last thing I want to do is like, now I'm on my own with my kids. I've got to talk to this insurance company. It was a pain in the butt, I'm sure, before when you were married, but there's some overwhelm that just like, I got to call the airline, every little thing. So talking to a health insurance company is like such torture. So being able to speak to somebody that like has your best interests at heart is a huge thing. And also the other thing that you touched on with that story is like, it's very isolating, divorce. You feel like nobody really has your back. You don't really have that community that you used to have. So I like this idea of like that you are helping other people that, you know, are struggling. It gives you a chance to give back and to receive help when you need it.
Yeah, it's super cool. And I've got 100 stories, maybe not 100, maybe 20 stories like that where people are like helping beyond where they need to be. And it does bring back community, you know, and I think that's one thing that we have been lacking in this country, especially over the last 50 years. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, if somebody moved next to you, you would bring cookies to them, you know, and now it's like, how much did they buy the house for? Because that indicates how much my house is worth, right? Like it's a totally different thing. And I was like, man, we need to bring back community into some of our, in our lives. And I think we thrive in community. And so we're trying to put our little, you know, healthcare community together to help each other out, which is, it's been fun to see.
Well, we did have a few questions come in on our Instagram, and I think most people are about insurance, which I'm sure you're quite familiar with. So maybe you can even give some answers and suggestions. Here's our first one. I'm a stay-at-home mom since I was 28 years old. I'm now 55 and living off a divorce settlement and a part-time job. How do I get health insurance?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd be an awesome opportunity for her. You know, if you're over 55, I think it's 250 or something like that for at Crowd Health. And so, you know, that's significantly less than what you're going to get on, you know, for Obamacare. And what you really want to do is, if you're living off a divorce settlement, you don't want significant variation from month to month in your expenses, right? Especially up. So if you buy health insurance and you have a health event that requires a deductible, you're going to have a high variation from month to month in your expenses. And so with Crowd Health, it flattens out that monthly kind of variation, which I think could be super helpful to that woman, especially since she's on a kind of a somewhat fixed income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we do get a lot of like, there's no insurance. People are not even offering insurance at my new job. I guess most people would, what, they'd go on healthcare.gov and get lost and scrambled in that mess, and this is the other option. Compare the two experiences.
I think that you can go on healthcare.gov and take a look at that, or you can go to joincrowdhealth.com, take a look at that. I think we'll probably be, you know, less expensive, and I think provide you a way better experience. You know, our top group of people are entrepreneurs, freelancers, gig workers, and people who are in an entrepreneurial or small company that doesn't give health insurance. And so they're looking for an alternative. So we have a significant number of people who are in that same situation. Small company doesn't have the resources to provide health insurance. So we have a lot of those folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it a lot. And like you said, that is becoming more and more, whether it's a side hustle or being laid off, or your company is no longer offering health insurance. It seems like the demand is only going to keep growing for a service like this. Well, Andy, I appreciate it. This was really informative. And, you know, I think I'm going to be on your website today.
All right.
Exploring. Thank you so much for being on here. Let people know where they can find you.
Yeah. Joincrowdhealth.com is our website. Or if you're on Instagram, it's also Join Crowd Health. Twitter is the same place. So we'd love for you to join us over there. I think as you kind of read through some of our posts, you'll get a sense for what we're about. And I think our whole logo is a big heart. So, you know, we care for our members really, really well. That's really, really important to me. And so we think you'll be very cared for when you come and join us. So give us a shot.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Andy. Joincrowdhealth.com. Thanks for being on WTF Divorce today.
Thanks for having me.
Becoming a single mom meant getting creative with how I was going to take care of all the needs my family might have, including healthcare. I was uninformed of my options and just signed up for the first plan presented to me by an agent. I had a high monthly premium, and when I took my kids in for a wellness check, I was always hit with a huge bill that I was entirely responsible for. I was disappointed in my options, to say the least. Until I found Crowd Health. Crowd Health is for moms just like me, those trying to provide the best care possible for their family on a tight budget. It's a community where single parents can support each other. It's redefining healthcare and giving control back to the people. The Crowd Health community is living the meaning of It Takes a Village.
To learn more, go to www.joincrowdhealth.com.
www.joincrowdhealth.com. That's www.joincrowdhealth.com.